T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebbe.
Let's go, let's get it on! Oh, Peters!
Oh, we've got a fight. Thornton and Rebbe are exchanging punches.
The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We're all in this interesting time across the league, you know, trying to, you're not just making deals right now, thinking about what your team looks like today or tomorrow. You're trying to think about down the road and what's happening around the league in terms of where will the game be with revenues and what's going to happen longer term, where will the salary cap, all those things you think about. So we're certainly open to it, but, you know, each situation is different as well. So those conversations will obviously be ongoing, and there's a lot to do here. It's been a blitz, you know, I'd say since I started, but even this week in particular, just with the amount of conversations, and obviously you throw the draft, free agency and qualifying offers and all that into the mix, it's been a lot, but fun. I've already been having conversations all along, obviously, with different players and their agents, and, you know, I'm not going to get into conversations or which players right now, but we definitely do have interest, and we'll see what happens over the next 24 hours. But I do feel strongly that when you talk to an agent and they represent a UFA on your team and they think about exploring free agency, I completely understand it. As a player, that's part of the work you've put in to put yourself in that position, and we want players that understand and want to be here, and sometimes you can let players go to free agency, see what's going on, and maybe they end up back here, and I have no problem with that either. So we'll see how it shakes out, but yeah, we definitely have interest there.
There's a lot of free players. I don't mean free as in like no charge for them. I just mean available in the UFA market. We hit free agency today. You can fact check me on this one. I feel like we've used that song the last few years for free agency, the old Soup Dragons. But little Kevin Adams in there with mentioning what they might be looking at free agency, or the approach to free agency. Sabres signed Zemgus Girgensons yesterday. We'll get into that. I have a little bit more of a theory on Dominic Cahoon. I racked my brain on this one a little bit more yesterday. I'll throw it at you at some point today. I don't know when I could do it right now, but I feel like there's more we got to get into. Instigators, WGR 550. Marty's on. Darren Dreger's going to join us at 10:30. It is July 1st, ladies and gentlemen. It's July 1st. Happy July 1st, gentlemen, Canada Day.
Grims, that's for you.
Marty, I'm so used to you taking the reins and talking for 5-10 minutes.
Well, did I screw you up with Happy July 1st? Did it throw you off?
No, it definitely feels like July 1st. It's free agent signing day. It's going to be really interesting to see what teams out there are trying to navigate this new cap situation. You know, the internal caps that a lot of teams are going to have. It's going to be very interesting to see if players, free agents out there, take deals quickly because they just want to make sure that they have deals, a secure deal for themselves. Like, I think there could be a little bit of panic this year.
Well, we don't have that courting period anymore, right? Where teams used to be able to talk to potential UFA for the 4 or 5 days before July 1. Obviously, we're not July 1, we're October 9th, but still that time period is not allowed anymore. Now, do general manager and agent talk about it? Absolutely. They find a way to mention something without really mentioning anything, and you're going to get some deals at 12:05 and 12:10 and 12:30 today that you're going to be, how is this guy signing 5 minutes into free agency a 4-year contract, right? That's going to happen. But I believe there is going to be a lot of players either are going to be very patient because they're going to want to really consider everything that's in front of them, or there are going to be a bunch of panic paros out there that are going to be jumping at the first offer they got because they are worried that it may not be there by 1 o'clock or by 2 o'clock this afternoon because somebody else will have snagged that offer.
Yeah. And I think that you're going to have a lot of that this year, Marty. I think there's going to be a lot of, you called them panic paros. I'm not sure what that means, but there's going to be a lot of guys out there.
So Kevin Weeks on NHL Network always has the Weeksyism, and he mixes in a name of a player with something he wants to say. So we always use, like, when guys panic, we use Yannick Perreault and we say panic Perreault.
So Yannick, Yannick, no panic. He had ice in his veins. Yannick Perreault. I played with him for a couple years in Montreal, and a face-off specialist. And I think that's the analogy you're using is Yannick, no panic Perreault. But I do believe in this year, with the circumstances that are out there, I think there's going to be a lot of agents that represent players. And once you have deals that go out, I think teams are very smart. They are going to say, here is the offer. It will be off the table in 2 hours. So you either take it or we were moving on to the next person. I think you're going to see some panic signings, and it should be very interesting today.
Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550. Darren Dreger will join us at 10:30 today, not 11:30. Free agency begins in 1 hour, 53 minutes, and 12, 11, 10. I'm actually watching it right now on the NHL Network as we speak. So we'll talk to him if he's heard any rumors. Excuse me. We heard the news yesterday. Sabres signed Zemgus Girgensons. I felt like there was going to be one or the other. It was either going to be Larson or Girgensons that would be coming back. I always felt there would be one or the other, but not both, and maybe still both. But I always felt one or the other. I was always in the Girgensons camp, so you shouldn't be surprised to hear that. Tweeted that yesterday. Nice picture of him impersonating Emily Rose. If you didn't see it.
Blocking a shot.
That scene in that movie freaked me out, by the way. And when I saw that picture years ago, it stuck in my mind. I think Bill Whipper took it, and I was like, man, he looks like he's in that position like Emily Rose was on the floor when. Anyway, go watch the movie. But Girgensons signed 3-year deal, 2.2 AAV. I like this signing. Maybe the money might have been, I don't know, maybe I didn't see it in the twos, but I can live with it. I think he brings a lot to the table. I think he has changed his game in the last year. I've read the criticisms about it, about him, and I couldn't disagree with people more. And when did so many people start caring about? Sorry, Mr. Kruger, Coach Kruger, the fourth line players so much. And the draft picks. I mean, it's baffling my mind that everyone has so much information about all these players all of a sudden. And I'm going to say this. He got 12 goals last year and might have had 14, would have had over 20 points, kills penalties, blocks shots. You know, like in a market like today, you need these kinds of guys. I think people are blown away by the money. Good for him. Better to be overpaid than underpaid. That's my theory. But good for Zemgus. I think your fourth line is now set. and now you can go work in between the first and fourth lines. That's what I have to say about that.
Hey, I know there's going to be a lot of breaking news today as we go, but Darren Dreger just a couple of minutes ago just said the Vegas Golden Knights have traded Paul Stastny to Winnipeg for a fourth round pick in 2022 and Carl Dahlstrom. So Vegas is starting to shed salary because they are in a really bad situation, especially that they couldn't get Marc-Andre Fleury traded and his $7 million cap hit. So they had to look somewhere else. And it looks as though Paul Stastny is the first domino to fall with the Vegas Golden Knights. So just as it comes through on Twitter, on the ticker or whatnot, definitely things that we need to keep an eye out for trades leading up to noon today.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
something you need to look at with that trade also is, I don't know if people know the backstory, but Brian Little, who has been their number two center in Winnipeg for a number of years, he's a very, very good player. I think that his career might be in jeopardy. Is that correct, Marty? Like, he has an injury right now that might hold him out the rest of his career.
Yeah, he's on IR. He still has 4 years at $5.29 million, but it's not so much the money and the contract as the fact that they have a big hole in the middle of the ice with Brian Little in his future career in jeopardy. Absolutely.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Don't you think the money from a Brian Little being on long-term IR, someone that doesn't count towards the cap, you know, now you have room for what is Stashy making? $6 million?
$6.5 million? But only on one year deal. He's only got 1 year left.
I think it's a fantastic, fantastic move for Winnipeg.
Well, the problem with Winnipeg, though, is that with this move, they only have about $5 million under the cap. They still need to address defense. I mean, when you look at their defensemen, they have Josh Morrissey, Dylan DeMello, Neil Pionk, and now they traded Carl Dahlstrom. So they only got four defensemen because they got Tucker Pullman on there. Four defensemen signed.
We have a couple they could have.
Well, exactly. And that's where I think we gotta look and read between the lines. Like, if there's a team that would need a defenseman and could trade money in, money out. Let's see, you target Nikolai Ehlers. And we've talked about Nikolai Ehlers for a while. $6 million, okay? You're looking at Risto at 5'4". There's a pretty comparable trade, money in, money out, and you're acquiring a forward that would be like unbelievable in the top six, right?
Who has more value on the market, Nikolai Ehlers or a Rasmus Ristolainen?
Oh,
Rasmus Ristolainen.
Am I knee jerk reaction to this? If I say Ehlers, is there a reason why you're asking, or are you thinking Risto? Off the top of my mind, I would say Ehlers. But that's no disrespect to Risto. I mean,
it depends. You gotta read it again between the lines. Ehlers is as 5 years at $6 million. Is that a positive or is that a negative that it's a 5 year deal? Where Risto's got 2 years.
I'd say that's a negative.
I think it's a huge positive.
That he has six million, five years?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Let me tell you the last 4 years that this guy, the guy scored.
Well, let Marty finish his point. I feel bad, Marty. Go ahead and finish.
No, I think in this economic system that is being caused with the pandemic and everything, a 2 year deal is probably more advantageous than a 5 year deal because you can walk away after 2 years if the cap doesn't go where you want it to be, the revenues are not where you want it to be, so you walk away after 2 years. So maybe Risto has more value on this way. Now, I can see what Rivs is saying, that, man, Nikolai Ehlers, I won the 5 years at six because this may be an $8 million player in a couple of years, and we have it for $6 million for three more. So I can see both sides. I'm sitting on the fence, and it hurts right now, But I can totally see how you guys both are thinking different angles.
Let's talk Cahoon for a second. Marty, we talked Cahoon yesterday. And you can call us, by the way, Instigators, WGR 550. And you can 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Call us. What should the Sabres do? What do you want them to do? What do you think about what they've done? Let's hear it all. Give us a call. 11 o'clock, though, because Dreger's coming up at 10:30. So we'll have the whole second hour. Rivs is going to build his lineup. Zemgus signed. Kevin said something in the open that Braden played for us there. Kevin Adams, that is. He talked about a guy going to test free agent market and then maybe ending up here anyway. And I wonder if that's Cahoon. And clearly it is, because they didn't qualify him. But I say that because, you know, like Craig and I talked about this yesterday, Marty, do you think part of the no qualifying offer is a negotiation tactic on the Sabres' part? Could it be viewed that way when you say, look, we tried to trade you at the draft? I mean, I'm assuming they did. If a guy's asking for so much money or something in a negotiation and you know you aren't going to sign him for that money, or the player's not going to sign for the money that's being offered, or vice versa, it doesn't matter. So you try to trade him, you can't trade him. That's strength to your team in terms of negotiation. And then you say, now we're not going to qualify you. Go test the market, and then he may not get nearly what he thinks he's worth. And I'm not saying he's not worth it. I'm just talking about the times that we're in now with the 81.5 for the next 4 years.
I was surprised that, you know, Dominic Cahoon was not qualified offered, but I understand that there is arbitration that's looming, and it could be a bigger arbitration award than what the Sabres are willing to spend on Dominic Cahoon. And you listen, agents squeeze teams all the time. Agents and players put teams in bad position all the time and squeeze them to get their money. Now, if you don't want to spend it as a team, you go ahead and you squeeze the players, especially in this market, in this day and age right now. So I totally get that, you know, and say, look, a guy like Dominic Cahoon, he's gone through three teams in 2 years. Like, that doesn't mean really, that's not a strong argument to go and call all 30 GMs around the league and say, hey, I got this great player over here, and, you know, he'd be taking $3 million, $3.5 million or whatnot. And you're like, why wasn't he good enough to stay in Chicago or Pittsburgh or Buffalo? What's going on there? Like, it doesn't add your value. So, you know, that's a one way to try to squeeze a player, to try to get more out of him with less money.
Well, it's also, you know, the players putting you in a situation here that, you know, Dominic Cahoon, and I'm just going to put a hypothetical out there, I don't really know, but I would think that Dominic Cahoon is looking at $2.5 million, maybe upwards of $3 million on this next contract.
Maybe more.
The Sabres.
Maybe more.
Maybe more.
Maybe even more.
He has the numbers that would say that
he's looking at wanting to sign him to a 1.5, 1.75, maybe $2 million contract. Well, here's the thing. If you can't come to an agreement as of right now, you can't qualify him, because if you qualify him, now that player has arbitration rights. Arbitration is going to happen, what, a month from now, Marty?
Yeah, they're going to try to get it done quickly, but, you know,
but no. I'm saying if they don't get a deal done and the player sticks to his guns and says, I want to get paid, this is my time to get paid, and he goes to arbitration and he gets awarded $2.75 million. Now the Sabres are not wanting to pay that much money, okay? Now here's the thing. If you don't qualify him, which the Sabres didn't, Cahoon has to make a decision by today whether the offer that he is, you know, the Sabres are giving him, he's willing to take. If not, the Sabres now have an opportunity to go test the market with all this flooded market of all these players that have not been signed with their teams or qualified. There's a lot on the market right now. So I think
there's
the Sabres,
a ton of players. You know, we saw Alex Wenberg getting bought out in Columbus yesterday. Wow, Alex Wenberg.
Anthony Duclair, Marty.
Jankowski in Calgary, right? Like, that's a wow. Like, he's available. There was mention of him in trades last year. When the Sabres acquired Frolik in Calgary, there was talks that, well, maybe Jankowski was somebody that was mentioned. But it's just, there's a lot.
What's the next move? Do you feel like, Craig, you're going to build the lines at 11. Darren Dreger coming up at 10:30 today. You can call us at 11 o'clock. I'll give you the number then. But where's the next area, Riv? I mean, I feel like now with Zemgus being signed, you pick up a penalty killer, your quote-unquote, your fourth line, your Lazar line. Is that set? Is that right wing spot Oposo? I mean, are we formulating that line, that checking line of, you know, Gergensen, Lazar, Oposo? That's from left to right, by the way. And then where's the next area that you are fixating on for this roster? Coach was on yesterday. Sounds like Dylan Cousins starts on the wing. So where's your next, where, without naming players, where's your next area to address on the roster?
Well, maybe Zemgus Gergensen's going to be playing on the third line.
Okay, fair enough. Wow. Wow.
They're paying him like a third liner, so maybe he's going to be on the third line.
Didn't you say we needed a third line left winger anyway?
Yeah, well, Cahoon, if Cahoon's not going to be signed, you know, like maybe Zemgus Gergensen, they see something there.
I never even considered that. But I could see that. I could see him getting a shot on the third line.
Maybe Casey Mittelstadt is going
to be the
third
line. Let's not forget Zemgus was a first-round pick. What's that?
Yeah, Zemgus Gergensen was a first-round pick like 20 years ago. Okay, so that can be thrown out the window. Maybe Casey Mittelstadt is going to start this year on the left wing. There's a lot of moving variables that still have to be played out. You know, I think as of right now, I think that we have a defenseman on our roster that can and will be moved before the start of the season.
Are the Sabres going to address an area of need today, Marty?
If there is an area of need that they can address, would be forwards, would be finding a deal. Like, there is players, again, that have been, you know, either not qualified offer, or have been bought out, that you've got to look at and you've got to maybe kick the tires on. I mean, listen, here's Anthony Duclair. What, he scored 20-some goals last year. He had an unbelievable start to the season. Fast, you know, plays an up-tempo game. Maybe you kick the tires on him. Athanasiou, we talked about him. There's another kid that was in Toronto that I think can bring size to possibly a fourth line, is Freddy Gauthier. Freddy the Goat in Toronto. Big, strong. Like, maybe he's a guy you look at. There, Alex Wenberg, I mentioned. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there that I didn't think were going to be available at the market. I thought these guys were not going to get bought out or were going to get qualified offered from their teams.
You know
there's
who
a
won't
lot of guys available.
You know who won't be available long, Marty, and we'll get into it with Darren Dreger at 10:30 here. You know who won't be available? Have you read what's in the rundown here?
No, I've not read the rundown.
Bob McKenzie, TSN Bob McKenzie. Goalie market will be fascinating to watch today. One of the first signings to become official is expected to be Henrik Lundqvist to the Washington Capitals on a one-year contract.
Yep. The king.
But that was speculated during the – when was that? I mean, we already heard that.
That's a fantastic signing for the Washington Capitals.
Is it?
Is it?
Is it?
It's an outstanding signing, Marty.
Is it, Marty?
They don't need to sign Holtby.
No.
Holtby's going to price himself way out of the market. You have Samuelson, who is considered their backup there, that might be able to take a little bit bigger role this year than what he did last year. Because last year, you know, he was on pace to play, what, 30-some games, Marty?
Who are you talking about? Samsonov.
Yes, Samsonov.
Samsonov, yeah. Yeah, he's good, but I don't know. Listen, Washington's window is closing and closing quickly, and you're going to go with Samsonov and with Henrik Lundqvist. I don't know you're giving yourself the best chance to go and swing for the Stanley Cup again. I don't know. I think they're maybe overestimating what Samsonov can do. I think it's the same situation in Vancouver. You've got a great team. Are you really going to let Markstrom walk and then try to go and find somebody else? It better be a good goalie because you've got a great team. You cannot have your goaltending be the Achilles heel of your season.
All right, we got to go to break. Darren Dreger joining us early today. So at 11 o'clock, we will dive heavily into free agency here. And I have a point I'm writing down here. I just thought of something. There is something that is in serious jeopardy, hockey related, okay? Not real life. I'm talking sports. Hockey related, that COVID could seriously jeopardize one thing that has garnered a lot of attention around the NHL. I will tell you what that is at 10:55. No, I don't know what time it'll be. 10:50. Darren Dreger coming up next. But we're taking calls at 11. Free agent frenzy. Free agent Friday, actually. Works perfectly. Marty's here. We'll be right back. WGR 550, the Instigators.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right. It's free agent day here on the Instigator. Well, no, not here on the Instigators, around the NHL. But that's what we're talking about, the Instigators. Darren Dreger joining us here normally every Friday at 11:30. But due to circumstances beyond our control, he's going to join us at 10:30 because free agency starts in an hour and 28 minutes and 24 seconds. Darren Dreger's on the line. Good morning, Darren.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hope you're well. Hope you're well rested, ready for all of the big things that Kevin Adams and the Sabres are going to do today.
And what is that?
he's certainly going to be involved. I'm clearly being a little bit sarcastic, but no, Adams is going to be involved. Like I'm not suggesting for a moment here. I'm not going to get radioed on the show here, but Buffalo is on the list of teams that, you know, are expected to talk and present to Taylor Hall. Now, where Buffalo is on Taylor Hall's list, you know, we could you know, we will find out probably within the next few hours. But, I mean, that's interesting to me. That doesn't tell me that the Buffalo Sabres are a team that, is just simply cutting payroll and is going to roll over here. Now,
I'm sorry, Dregs. I must have lost you there because we already traded for Stull.
Okay. No, I said Hall.
Who? Glenn Hall?
You're a beauty.
Which Hall are you talking about? I know there's a Hall out there. Hall? What? Taylor Hall?
Yeah, you may have heard of him. But Taylor's going to have all sorts of options. And I think there's going to be some very creative opportunities for him. And you're going to find out, you know, whether he's looking for long-term security and the money that comes with it, or he's willing to buy into a more futuristic approach, or he wants to win now and he's willing to take a short-term deal and then roll the dice on a longer-term deal after that. I mean, Taylor Hall, among the heavy hitters going into free agency today, is going to be among the more intriguing, I would say.
Dregs, in general, because of what's going on with the pandemic and the revenues and all of that, do we expect contracts to be more of the 2, 3, 4 year in length, or do you think it's still going to be 6 or 7 years?
Again, I think, Marty, it's going to be all over the map here. I think you're going to see some of that, but then you look at the extension the Montreal Canadiens gave Josh Anderson, you know, a 7-year extension. That's full term. So I think it depends on the need of the team and depends on the quality of the player. But I do get a pretty good sense from both teams and the player agents that there is a willingness to be somewhat flexible. And given the economy and the uncertainty moving forward for the next couple of years, you know, players have to be willing to bet on themselves. So, you know, if the money isn't there now because of the financial crunch, then that's fine. Take a shorter term and bank on yourself. And the hope that, you know, the world in general gets healthier, but the resources grow to where they were expected to be in the next 2 to 3 years in the National Hockey League. So specifically, I'd like to say, yeah, you know, players are shooting for term, but I think it's going to be all over the map.
Instigators, Darren Dreger joining the show here, just mentioned that the Sabres are at Riv. I think your mic has got a little short there. I don't know if anyone else can hear that, but saying right here on the show that the Sabres are at least expected to present to Taylor Hall, which I think is, look, like, get him or not, that's not what I thought I'd hear you say today. I mean, I got to tell you, you know, like, you could have said anything here today with the exception of trading Eichel or Dahlin and signing Taylor Hall. And I would have maybe been like, okay.
Yeah.
But not
well,
that.
Well, again, let's just hold on. Let's just be clear here. Buffalo would be among at least 10 teams that are likely going to express some interest in Taylor Hall. So I think we have to qualify. I'm not putting Buffalo on the top 5 of that list as a prime contender for Taylor Hall. I'm not saying that they've got no chance. Just my understanding is that Buffalo is among those teams that are expected to express some interest today.
Awesome. That's awesome. Darren Dreger joining us here. Goalie market, I think, is a huge question. Literally a huge question.
Yeah.
The list is enormous.
Yeah.
What are we expecting to see? We heard Lundqvist is going to the Capitals. Is that official?
Well, it's not official yet. If it were official, it would be tampering. But, look,
very good point, Jax.
Yeah, this whole experience coming out of the Stanley Cup Championship and obviously in the midst of the pandemic and the calendar and all that is bizarre. But, you know, The rules of engagement with free agency are governed differently now than they have been in the past. And we know there's no talking period. And I think that that's been an exceptional challenge for both general managers and the player agents, right? because it's supposed to be the starter's pistol today at noon Eastern, and everybody starts from the starting line. Well, do we honestly believe that's been the case? Probably not, when you see the length of speculation that we've seen over the last several days. And you're right. I mean, most of us believe that Henrik Lundqvist is likely going to sign a one-year deal with the Washington Capitals. Won't know that for sure until it's announced, but that's been widely speculated. You know, what's happening with Jacob Markstrom and the Vancouver Canucks? Ton of talk that Vancouver was really grinding it out last night to keep their coveted pending unrestricted free agent. But there's also been lots of speculation linking the Edmonton Oilers to Jacob Markstrom. And then the list goes on and on and on. And then on top of that, you've got Alex Pietrangelo and what he might do. So, you know, with these top-end guys especially, it's a curious time, because beyond talking with the club that owns them for the next 85 minutes, you know, they're not supposed to be engaging. So any deal that is announced in the first hour, you can kind of guess that there's probably been some discussions previously.
81 minutes, actually.
Sorry.
Where does Tyler Toffoli fit in?
Yeah, I was just about to go there. Darren Dreger joining the Instigators here, free agent day. What do you say to that one, Dregs?
Well, he's got to take a look at the open market now, and that wouldn't have been first choice for Toffoli. He liked the brief time that he had in Vancouver. I mean, he likes the way that the team has been constructed and the success that they had, and he wants to be a part of it moving forward. But Jimmy Benning is up to his arse in alligators, man. Like, every part of the cap for Jim Benning is a challenge. And we've talked about Jacob Markstrom, and he's got Chris Tanev to wrestle with. I mean, go down the list of the things that he's got to do there. What I was told by Pat Brisson, who represents Tyler Toffoli, earlier this week, was that they were keeping the door open for Benning and the Vancouver Canucks to come back, and that could very well be the case as we're having this conversation. But you got to do right by your client, and as a unrestricted free agent, there would be a lot of teams interested in Tyler Toffoli. I expect him to go to the market, but I don't think that the door has been entirely closed on the Vancouver Canucks. It might get closed very quickly with a team that steps up with more term and more money. It could be that simple.
Instigators, Darren Dreger joining us. He's at Darren Dreger on Twitter if you want to follow him for all the free agent updates today. Dregs, you saw that all the qualifying offers went out the other day, or didn't. One didn't go to Cahoon. Four others went to other Sabres. Any news or progress on a Sam Reinhart contract extension?
Not that I'm aware of, and that's not to say that there isn't. It's just, you know, Kevin Adams and the group in Buffalo are swimming in it like everybody else, right? I'm sure that there's been some dialogue. I'm sure that there's been some back and forth there. And that will become, if it's not already, that's going to become a priority for Adams in the very near future. It's just, this has been a difficult week for all the clubs. And so if, as a GM, you didn't do a lot of that kind of preemptive work during the pause, or in Buffalo's case, lots of time during the return to play during that period, then, you know, you're going to have to hit the ground running here once you get through free agency. But for the most, and I include Kevin Adams in this, you know, they've gone through the draft. Now they're focused on free agency, and then you pick up after that. But, you know, he's negotiating an extension on Zemgus Girgensons. So with all due respect to Girgensons, if you're dealing with a player, bottom six forward like that, then I'm reasonably certain that you've had many conversations with Sam Reinhart's people about an extension as well.
Instigators, Darren, I thought Marty was about to chime in. Marty, you've been awfully quiet today.
No, I guess I want to chime in, but it's almost a non-hockey factor. And the reason why I thought of it is when you said at Darren Dreger on Twitter, you want to keep up with all the rumors and all the movement and players signing today. I guess, Dregs, what I want to know is, you know, and letting people know to be careful of all the fake Darren Dreger's account out there. But what's been the best fake Darren Dreger account out there that that made you laugh or made you chuckle?
You know, I don't have a specific example. And it used to be a big annoyance. Like back in the earlier days of Twitter, where we weren't all climatized to the blue check mark and all of those things, and even little details like at Darren Dreger could be spelt with one R instead of two in my first name, and or an IN, things like that, whatever. I would be annoyed by it because it was a pain in the backside, you know, because agents and players and managers would come asking me, going, well, why would you tweet that? Well, I didn't tweet that. But there isn't one specific deal that comes to mind. I've had tweets copy and pasted and ripped off by other accounts verbatim. yeah, and thankfully that hasn't happened recently. But I'll tell you what, fellas, I've developed a much thicker skin over the years when it comes to Twitter. I don't reply often, and I pay almost zero attention to the fake accounts other than to remind, you know, social media followers that, you know, be careful because you don't want fan bases or players or anyone involved to think that, that it's an authentic account and that's real information.
Yeah.
There's a couple of fake old Andrew Twitter. Peters out there. Yeah. Right,
Well, even the guy with the blue check mark is fake, Marty.
that's the truth.
I don't know. I don't even know if that makes sense. But anyway, Dregs, great stuff. Sorry we had to end on
that. Hey, boys.
Twitter.
Hey, no worries.
Enjoy your day.
What's up with – is Ribs okay? He's been real quiet. Is he okay? What's going on? Is he having technical difficulties? What's up?
I don't want to speak for him.
I'm here, Dregs. I'm here. I'm taking in all this information, writing things down. I'm learning as we go. I got to leave it up to the professionals right now, but I'll be excited to see what Kevin Adams comes up with in the next little while.
All right, boys. You have a good one. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks, Dregs. Darren Dreger every Friday here joining us today at 10:30, normally at 11:30. Free agency starts at 12. Interesting day, fellas. Interesting day. So Taylor Hall. I don't have any reason to think that the Sabres will get Taylor Hall, but I love that they're in on him.
At least they're going to kick the tires. There's no question about it.
Absolutely. I mean, like that 10 teams, supposedly. I never would have thought in a million years that the Sabres would be one of them. Never. I love it. Instigators, we'll be right back. Don't forget, I told you, there's something in jeopardy. Remember? That's me remembering. Do you remember, Craig, I said that? There's something in jeopardy with COVID, hockey related. Not real life, but hockey, sports. I'll tell you what that is after the break. You guys tell me what you think. We'll be right back. Marty's here. It's free agent day.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I'm going to save my point till 11. Not that I don't want Marty to comment on that. I just think the Taylor Hall topic is bigger. And in breaking news to me at the break was Marty's only here until 11. So, Marty, Darren Dreger coming on today and... You know, we obviously know Taylor Hall's a UFA. He's going to test the market at least. And mentioning that Sabres, one of 10 teams that are expected to make a pitch, whatever that pitch is.
Well, I mean, expected to make a pitch. I like the idea. I like the idea to make a pitch. Now, you got to be careful with your spending and how long of a deal. I think Taylor Hall is still going to ask for something around the 7 year, probably, because he's only 28. And I'd be willing to go 6 or 7 years with Taylor Hall. I've always loved Taylor Hall. He's a great skater, great hockey sense, great skill. He had one fantastic season in New Jersey where he was the MVP with 93 points. I think he's a point a game. So I don't think we should expect 95 to 100 points for Taylor Hall, but we should expect 80 and probably 25 to 30 goals. So I'd be okay with that. 8 million is my number. I wouldn't go any past that.
It'd be interesting to see where he would play. Would he be playing with Jack Eichel? Would you take Olofsson and move him to the right side on the line with Skinner and Stahl? Be a very he would be such an upgrade for this hockey team. I can't even imagine having a Taylor Hall type player in this lineup.
There's the Ralph Kruger connection.
Yes.
And, you know, I think it's important to mention that. And that's important for a player. It's important what do you think it is, Riv? I'll give you a second here to try to connect the dots. What do you think it is?
No idea.
No?
No.
Where did Taylor Hall play before? Where was Coach Kruger before?
Oh, that's right. That's a long time ago. We're shooting back Taylor Hall.
Yeah, but you either like a guy or you don't. I don't think you were going to sign with a team if Vigneault was there. But you know what? Maybe Hall's like, I really liked Ralph Kruger. I really liked his approach to me. I mean, that's all that really matters is how Ralph Kruger and Taylor Hall were together. You know, that's going to be the huge... That might be the only reason why Buffalo is even going to be heard by Taylor Hall. But then again, maybe there aren't that many teams that can be in on Taylor Hall to begin with. So why are we so surprised?
Yeah. Well, if they're in on Taylor Hall, you know, it's just interesting to see when you hear a name like Taylor Hall, he's, you know, arguably one of the top wingers in the game. He's a perfect prototypical, you know, speedster NHL player. You know, it's certainly whoever gets Taylor Hall, the lineup immediately, the team immediately gets better. He's got a lot to give. I mean, there's no question about it. It's going to be interesting to see. He's going to be a guy that I'm going to watch, because it's going to be interesting to see if he goes to a team that's going to pay him a long-term contract, or is he going to go to a team where he's going to sign maybe a one-year deal and try and win a Stanley Cup. And then the next year, where things maybe there's a little bit more clarity in the market, he goes to sign his long-term deal.
Yeah, I like that thought, because then he can figure out, too, which Taylor Hall is he. Is he 60-point Taylor Hall or is he 85-point Taylor Hall?
That's a great question, because his entire career, you know, he's had some injuries. Like there's not been too many years he's played that he's played full seasons. He's been a little bit banged up, but when he does play, he's an elite player in the game.
Marty, you can credit me with that point when you use it on TSN today.
I absolutely will. You're my source today. Everything I say on the air.
No, get out of here. Marty, I'm just having a little fun. Have fun today, bud.
I will. Absolutely. You guys, too. It should be a fun day. And Dregs kind of dropped a little something here for us to pay attention to. So we'll see if that comes to fruition.
Well, I can't see you due to Wi-Fi on my end, your end, or somewhere in between. But I heard you look great.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Was a compliment from Rivs. And Rivs,
And he doesn't he doesn't hand them out.
No, that's like worth 1,000 words right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck to you,
guys,
sir.
Guys, have fun the second hour. You know, enjoy free agency day. Enjoy July 1 and then go on vacation for the rest of the summer. How about
that? Marty, listen, if you happen to get any scoops while you're there, don't be afraid to forget, or don't be afraid to remember the little people. Okay?
Let us know. Our chat is definitely going to be buzzing all day. I'll make sure I let you guys know.
And you don't have to tell us your sources. Enjoy your day, bud. Riv, we'll be back. Don't forget, there's one thing that COVID could totally put a wrinkle in that I think everybody was keeping an eye on in the hockey world. I'll tell you what that is when we come back, but then we'll dive right into free agency. I promise I won't take long on this. Instigators, Craig and Andrew, WGR 550, hour number two coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.